Exodus chapter 33. Now, we've just read about the golden calf and how they'd worship the golden calf, and God wanted to destroy them, and Moses changed God's mind. One of the most amazing things that happened, showing how God was so sensitive to the voice of a man. The Lord said to Moses, "Leave this place, you and the people you brought out of Egypt, and go to the land that I promised to give to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and to their descendants. I will send an angel to guide you, and I will drive out the Canaanites, Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. You're going to a land that is rich in every way, but I will not go with you in your midst, because you are a rebellious people, so that I might not destroy you by the way." Well, this is really wonderful that God is saying to them, "Look, I'm going to start again my purpose with you to save you," because he had just been saying, "I'm going to destroy this people and make of Moses a new nation." So he's saying, "Okay, we'll go back then, and I will go with you, but not in the midst of you." So he's saying, "Look, I know how rebellious you are, how sinful you are. I will go with you, but I will have to be at a bit of a distance to you." So you see how he really does want to save them. He really does want to make salvation work for people. And that's the great comfort. And we must never think, therefore, that, "Oh, I won't be in the kingdom." He really wants to make it work. When the people heard this, they began to mourn. They didn't put on their jewels anymore, for God had commanded Moses to tell them, "You are a rebellious people. If I were to go in your midst even for a moment, I would completely consume you. So take off your jewelry, and I will decide what to do with you." So after they had left Mount Sinai, the people did not wear jewelry any longer. Whenever the people of Israel set up their camp, Moses used to take the tabernacle and put it some way away from the camp. It was called the Tent of the Lord's Presence. Anyone who wanted to consult with Yahweh would go out there to it. Each time that Moses went out there, the people would stand at the doors of their tents and watch Moses until he entered into it. And after Moses had entered into it, the pillar of cloud would come down and stay at the door of the tent, and the Lord would speak to Moses out of the cloud. As soon as the people saw the pillar of cloud at the door of the tent, they bowed their heads. The Lord would speak with Moses face to face as a man speaks to his friend. Then Moses would return to the camp, and he had a young man as his helper, Joshua, the son of Nun, who lived in the tent. So, when it says that God spoke with Moses, or Yahweh spoke with Moses face to face, as a man speaks with his friend, this refers to the angel, because God had said about the angel, "My name is in him." Now, it doesn't mean the angel was God himself. It means that the angel functioned as God, had his name, could even be called Yahweh, and could speak face to face with Moses. Whereas on another time, Moses is told, "You can't possibly see God's face and live, because no man can see God's face and live." So you see how the representative of God can carry his name, Yahweh, and can function and act as God. And that is what it is with Jesus, that he has the name of God, and he is God's representative, even more so than any angel, because he was the Son of God. Now, that doesn't mean that he is God, or that there is a Trinity or anything like that. Not at all. So, this is how close God wanted to be with Moses. And Moses became the friend of God. This is a wonderful idea. Moses said to the Lord, "It is true that you've told me to lead these people to that land, but you did not tell me who you were going to send with me. You've told me that you know me well and you're pleased with me, that I've found grace in your eyes. Now, if indeed I have found grace in your eyes, then tell me your way so that I may serve you and continue to receive grace in your eyes. Remember also that this is the nation whom you have chosen as your very own." The Lord said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Moses replied, "If you do not go up with us, then let us not leave this place where we are. How will anyone know that you have given grace to your people and also have shown it to me, if you do not go up with us. Your presence is what is going to make us different from any other people on the earth. And so God said to Moses, I will do just as you have asked me, because I know that you have pleased me, and indeed you have found grace in my eyes. Well, this all seems to me to be Moses sort of manipulating God a bit, because he has said he will go up with them, but he said, I'm not going to go right in the midst of you, because you're so wicked, you provoke me to anger, and I might hit out and destroy you. And Moses is arguing back against that, and God eventually says, oh, okay then. And it's just amazing how God is reasoning, is open to reasoning with a man. And then Moses asked, show me your glory. The Lord replied, I will make all my glory pass before you, and in your eyes I will pronounce my name. I am Yahweh, and I show compassion and pity on those whom I choose. I will not let you see my face, because no one can see me and live. But here there is a place next to me where you can stand on a rock. When the glory of my presence passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand, and you will see my back parts, but not my face. So he wants to see the glory of God, and in a way he does see it, but what is really significant is the declaration of God's name, which we're now going to have in chapter 34, because that is really God's glory, that he is a God who forgives, that he is a God who seeks to save, that he is a God who judges sin. These are the things of his character, which are his glory. The brightness of a light, no matter how wonderful it might be, is not alone his glory. His glory is who he really is. So the point is, we can be that close with God and can have this dialogue with God as Moses had. And how close Moses was to God is just absolutely wonderful. They were friends. And we also, like Abraham, can be the friend of God.